You're walking in the light. With 1470 WXAG, Athens.
Coming up next is none other than Miss Mona Scott, and we are so happy to have her with us, one who has wrote an outstanding book called Nappy Sunray's Crown. And it's a children book, and we are excited what's going on with Miss Mona over there in Powder Springs, Georgia, and we're going to bring her up. How you doing, Mona?
Hey, hi, how are you?
Just fine, and we're so happy to have you here at The Light, 1470 AM on your radio dial.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, man, I tell you, your book is such a good book. I just wish that we could have it in our schools here in Athens, Georgia. And who knows, it just might get in there because we all are very, very concerned about what's going on with our children reading. Tell us, what inspired you to write this book?
So I initially wrote this book working with some inner city girls through the Go Girl Go program about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Actually, the workshop contained a questionnaire regarding dressing for your style, your age, your personality, and your basically on who you are. And we did the questionnaire. When we focused on the hair, the young ladies had no understanding of the type of hair that they have. These were African girls, how often they should wash their hair, who does their hair, and you know, what the experience of the non-African American girls go through. So initially it was written as a poem for a handout for me to give to the young ladies in my workshop. And I decided to separate it, and one thing led to the other and ended up in a book. My brother, who is an artist, does the illustrations for it, and here we are. I decided that more than just a handful of girls would have this experience, and that's why the book has gone to be shared with lots of other people, adults alike.
Oh, my goodness. This book says it's for children, but I guess I went back in my child moment while reading it.
Yes, yes. Some of the illustrations, the adult women, African American women, can relate. The children can relate to it because it is colorful, it is simple reading, and it is about self-acceptance. No matter what everybody else does to Sunray's hair, the sun wins when it snap, crackle, pops back into natural curls again. And, you know, a lot of the children constantly are teased or put down about their hair because it's fuzzy, it's thick, it appears to be unmanageable. But they, in reading this book, they feel real good about themselves, even though they may get it straightened or curled or perm. They can still appreciate the type of hair that they have. At the end of the book, it explains how and why African Americans had the type of hair texture that they have, and that's because of comes from our African heritage and our African ancestors in Africa, because the sun is very, very strong in Africa, is very, very hot, and the thick, coarse hair was a protection from the sun, and it kept it from burning their scalp. And that's why Sunray says, "I'm so happy to be nappy so the sun won't burn my scalp."
And then they just got to see the illustrations. The illustrations are so pretty. The part that you just told about, "I'm so happy to be nappy, because no matter what everyone else does, the sun wins." That is just so touching. Then you have her in like a sun bubble. I'm calling the sun bubble, but in
yes.
the sun.
And yeah, the sun is sitting behind her, and she's sitting very proudly with her big afro.
Oh, my. Tell us where we can get this book.
This book can be ordered online through itsy.com. It is available at the Karis Bookstore in Little Five Points in Atlanta, Georgia. They can also order the books through me, through either my website or email. And my website is www.serenityhealing-art.com. Or my email address is serenityhealing.com. H as in Harry, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, the number 3 at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, then. With that being said, what about a telephone number that they can call you?
The phone number that they can contact me at is 404-532-8405.
Let's repeat that one more time.
It is 404 952-832-8405.
All righty then. Miss Mona, we do appreciate you calling in and letting us know about this book. And it is highly recommended by me that everybody get a copy of it because it's so inspiring, okay?
Okay, and I want to let them, your audience know also that this is a series book about life lessons from a child's point of view.
Okay.
My second book that's out that was released 3 months ago is called Sunray and Friends Presents Micah's Little Book of Affirmations for Children.
Okay.
And I would highly recommend that one for not just for children but for adults, because we all need positive words to help get through our day.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, Ms. Scott, and we will be talking with you later.
All right,
and again,
then.
We do appreciate what you're doing, and thank you for allowing WXAG to be a part of your the children books it is that you have already written.
Okay, and thank you for allowing me to be able to take this moment to share this information with your audience as well.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
For those of you that don't know, you can go online at www.1470wxag.com, and you can hear and see us while we're at work. And also, you can call Ms. Scott at 404-532-8405.
You're walking in the light with 1470 WXAG, Athens.